The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
All right, yes, thank you tuning in, guys. V here, substituting host to do the National Intel Report here for you. Yes, I am a host right here on RBN, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, which comes on late nights at 10 p.m. Central. All the way to midnight. You guys should be tuning in to the show to listen to me anyhow. Yeah. But I know you guys like your drive time radio, so here I am to give you a good show. Yes. If you're not familiar with me, I am the target individual who has, well, pretty much beat the intelligence agencies at their own game. Figured out their psyops. Figured out their covert technology. And yes, they hate me to this day. I am right here in Poland, broadcasting to right there in Austin, Texas, out to the rest of the world. And wow, I'm going to tell you, I do apologize if you guys are hearing any background noises, because although it's been rather chilly here, past couple of days have been a scorcher. And here it is nighttime, and it still hasn't cooled down, so I've got the windows open and the fans going. If there's any audio issues on your end, please don't hesitate to call in and let us know so that we can make an adjustment. Anyhow, we're going to get right on into the show. I would like to actually offer firsthand the phone number. If you would like to be a part of the show, you want to call in, ask me any questions, or make any comments, please be sure to call 800-313-9443, and if you'd be so inclined to actually do us a favor and save us some money on the phone lines, you can call our local number, which is 512-248-8252. Once again, the phone number is 512-248-8252. I know I had a ton of callers last night. I did not get to everybody, so if you happen to be one of those individuals listening to the show now, you can definitely call in, and we'll pick up where we left off. So, yes. I want to definitely thank all of our supporters listening in. I want to thank anybody who's contributed to the network. I want to be sure that you guys continue to contribute and also contribute to the cause. Be a part of what we're doing. We have lots of sponsors with great products for you guys. You know, prepper stuff, money saving stuff. Got stuff that prep you for the future. You know, things like that. We've got health stuff. Just support our sponsors, especially TLBTalk.com, Freedom of Speech Social Network. I know we have a bit of a older crowd that listens to the station, but, you know, it's very important that you join in to what's going on in your today's world. Join in. TLBTalk.com. Make donations there. I know, if you're listening on your phones and things like that, hopefully soon we'll have an antenna to RF out to the local population. I know a lot of you guys are probably listening in through your computers, things like that. If you're not listening through your computers, you need to get computer savvy. I cannot express how important it is for the older audience here to get into computers. It's so important. It's become such a gross meme, you know, grandma on the computer not knowing what a web browser is. There's no excuse for that anymore. There really isn't. You think I know the fears out there. The whole having your data online, having your metadata, people spying on you, your information being sold to other people and things like that. Well, unfortunately, that is the reality that we let happen. But those darn stubborn old people who won't get online, they're just totally useless to the system. Totally useless. Government wants to create a virus that kills off all the old people because it's just too hard to keep track of you because you don't use computers. Let's create COVID-19 and kill all the old people that we can. All the useless eaters, right? Yeah, it's time to get computer savvy. Seriously. Get on TLBTalk.com. Share your experiences. Share who you are. Share your experiences. Because you're literally something that can be lost to time. I know our corrupt government would love that. They can change. They can rewrite history. They can change anybody's perception of anything. Just because there's nobody around who actually remembers what's going on. So I can't express how important it is, really. Get on the computers, get involved with your online community, and double that. You know, be involved with your current community. Don't be afraid of the people around you. You need to be involved with your community. We have all these false flag shooters now, these young kids who don't have parents, or their parents suck at being parents. You know, how many times have we experienced, you know, those people, those kids who are very friendly with the neighbors? The neighbors become sort of like godparents and so forth. You know, it become a chain. When I say chained, I mean connected, interconnected community with each other, and we support each other. Nowadays, nobody even knows what their neighbors' names are. A lot of people have never even seen their neighbors. We've all been divided and conquered, and we need to stop that trend. Get to be a community activist and be involved in your community and let your community know who you are. If we had that, you know, we wouldn't even need a surveillance state. We wouldn't need Homeland Security. We wouldn't need any of that stuff. We would not need, we wouldn't even need neighborhood watches. We wouldn't need that. So everybody would already know who everybody is. Somebody, at least somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Now, I'm not saying you got to be like the Catholic Church, you know, which I call the first intelligence agency. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, think about it. The confessionals. Yeah, those, the secrets told in those confessionals was used by the current government or church for power, for you know, having information on different people to blackmail people to do this to do that. None of those secrets were kept, especially when you have the Jesuits there. Come on, the kings and queens of these countries knew exactly what their citizens were doing. They were being reported to. Doesn't have to be like that, though. We don't need any kind of surveillance like that in the civilized society. We are well capable of having community in communes. You don't have to be a communist to live in a commune. Okay? As long as you love Mother Earth and you love your neighbors, we can actually have a strong community that cannot be divided. We have military forces. Well, we should have civilian militia, not necessarily any federal government armed forces, although we have that. But, you know, as an ex-military guy myself, I come from a military family. I'm ex-army. And I swore an oath. I swore an oath to protect my country against all threats, domestic and foreign. Right now, our biggest threat is unfortunately domestic. And you'll see what I'm talking about after we play this clip. Go ahead, Mike.
An active shooter on a busy bridge firing at people in their cars is stopped by a Fort Leavenworth soldier. This all happened on a bridge that connects both Leavenworth and Platte counties.
41 Action News anchor Gabriella Pagan talked with those who heard the gunfire.
Units responding Centennial Bridge, multiple victims, one subject pinned under vehicles, possible multiple gunshot wounds.
I couldn't see him underneath the vehicle, but he was definitely under there when the cops were surrounding him. So, yeah, it was quite a sight to see.
Terrifying moments for drivers crossing the Centennial Bridge in Leavenworth Wednesday when an unidentified man pulled over, got out of his car, and began shooting at random vehicles.
I seen the cops just arrive on the scene. They had just started blocking off the bridge.
As the sound of gunshots echo down the Missouri River, Charlie Jordan counted them.
And I heard like 9 or 10 shots up there about then. It was rapid fire. It just bam, 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 just like fireworks.
The scene is not secure. One male subject shot. No further details at this time.
An active duty soldier at Fort Leavenworth is to thank for helping put an end to the active shooter situation just as abruptly as it began.
Yeah, it's scary. I'm just glad that there was no deaths.
Instantly becoming a hero in the eyes of those down below and surely on top.
I'm just glad that he was able to get taken down. You know, I'm glad that somebody did something about it. Nonetheless, an active duty soldier. So, you know, congrats to that hero. Like, I give him an applause. Like, he did good.
Could be a lot of innocent people who got, you know, shot, you know, if he hadn't have done that. He's a big hero for doing that.
In Leavenworth, Gabriella Pagan, 41 Action News.
The suspect was injured in the crash with the soldier, taken to an area hospital, and is expected to survive. Another active duty soldier from Fort Leavenworth was struck by the suspect's fire. That soldier also expected to be okay.
Okay, so I've been having these clips being playing them on my show, on Red Pill Hardcore, late at night, just in case you guys aren't following along. The theme is that we the people should be protecting ourselves. Okay, of course our gun rights are under attack, but we the people have been stopping these shooters being unarmed. Here we have Uvalde police, full body armor, fully armed, shotguns and semi-automatic rifles, radios and numbers, sheer numbers. Yet they were afraid of one man, one teenager. We've had all kinds of active shooters being stopped by civilians. These stories get played once in the media. Like, seriously, just once, and you never hear it again. But if we have a successful active shooter, that gets looped and looped and looped and looped in the mainstream media. We all see the narrative that's going down. We can see it. And it's disgusting that our mainstream media would do this to us. We, the people, are very well enough capable. And if we weren't capable, well, then that's why we should be forming our own civilian militias. Every town, city, and county should have one. Okay? These corporate stooges that wear these badges and these baby poop colored uniforms and these black uniforms, they're not doing anything for us. Okay? They're gonna show up to the party late, like they're the popular kid, right? What's that gonna do for us? By the time a well-armed civilian who's already on the scene can stop an active shooter, how many more lives do we need taken by an active shooter because nobody's armed and we have to wait on police that we aren't even sure will act if they even get on the scene? I see we got some calls lining up. Let's skip this first break and let's get to Chris on line one, Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. To hear your own this
I'm sorry, say it again.
A pleasant surprise to hear your own this evening. Wasn't expecting.
Oh, yes.
That.
Thank you. Yes. You have anything you want to talk about?
I've heard some of your past broadcasts where you were a recent, or you were a fellow soldier in the past. Tell me about that. What years were you in, and what was your MOS and some of the stations that you were at?
Well, okay, my military history is nothing special. I was not liked. Well, okay, so my ASVAB, I scored pretty high, almost a perfect score. I was supposed to have gotten a large chunk of money and all that stuff. Just from the beginning, I should have just turned back and said, no, I'm not doing this. Because they decided, once they had me in, no, we're going to take your money from you. Because you have a criminal record. You have this traffic ticket, you have that traffic ticket. I'm like, you can't be serious. I went along with it anyways. And I was like, you know what, screw this. I want to change my MOS. I went 63rd Bravo. No, I'm not going to be dying as an infantryman for some people who just robbed me. You know, the recruiters, they'll lie to you, but when you sign that paperwork and they steal your money anyways, I wish I didn't have to go in. I grew up in a military household. I did not ever want to go into the military. Ever.
Yep.
That's family thing. That should have ended. But unfortunately, you know, economical situations, you know how that works when you destroy the economy of the country. There's no jobs. So the military swells up, right? Well, I unfortunately was in that situation and had to go in to support my mother, who could not support herself. She had just been robbed of her retirement. She had worked 19 and a half years for a company that split into two. It was laid off and had to be rehired to the new part of the company. So 23 years into working for people who screwed her out of her retirement, she fell ill. My mother literally worked her body to the point, you know, she got muscular issues that triggered, you know, genetic muscular problems, and slowly was robbing her of her movement. So I had to do what I could do. And get in, that meant joining the military. But anyhow, I went 63rd Bravo instead of going to infantry as a middle finger back to these guys. And I don't know. They kind of figured out how smart I was and kept trying to get me to go in intelligence. Well, that required clearance level. You guys robbed me of my money because I had traffic tickets. I'm a criminal in your eyes. Oh, well, we can see past that. You know, if you learn these three languages and you do this and you do that, we'll let you on it. Why do I need to work hard for your approval? Where's my incentive? And I declined them time after time. And so I became targeted within the military. they almost killed me twice.
Wow.
Sergeants ordered my entire platoon to attack me. Thank God I was the best, you know, athlete in the barracks. No, I literally went from one end to the barracks to the other, climbing through and jumping over and sliding underneath the bunkers just to not get anyone to hit me and dart out the front out of the front door downstairs. So I was ran ragged, totally ragged by my instructors to a point I had stress fractures in my legs nonstop. I always had stress fractures. I was in constant pain. During drills, things like that, I had to do double the work. Yeah, you know, most people would have to run with a soldier slung over their shoulder for, you know, 50 yards. No, I had, because of my muscular mass, my size, I had to have two people, one over each shoulder, running football field lengths at a time. These people broke me down. They ran me ragged. I ended up getting a medical honorable discharge because I couldn't do anything anymore. These people basically mutilated my legs. I'm a heat casualty because I overheated. I got several organs in my body. If I were to get too hot, if I passed out, I could die to this day. I'm a heat casualty. So these people did irreparable damage to me that I could never get over. So that was my short military experience.
What years were you in? I was in from 88 to 92, regular Army. How about you?
I went in 2007. I couldn't tell you when I got out. It's a very short time period.
You're recent then.
2007? Yeah, well, I guess
fairly
you say that.
Recent. I mean, more recent than me when I was regular Army. Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Regular Army, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're at 63 Bravo. What is that, truck driver or?
I'm the lube guy. I'm the oil guy. I change the tires.
I thought that sounded familiar. When I was stationed in Korea, I was 16 Sierra. I was basically infantry with a Stinger missile.
Uh-huh.
But we had vehicles, so we had to do a lot of vehicle maintenance over there with the mechanics, and that's why I knew that sounded familiar, 63 Bravo.
Yep.
Yeah, all sorts of vehicles. We had Trax, Vulcans, Humvees, of course, back then, real Hummers. But, yeah, it's interesting. Fairly recent, 07.
Well,
did
yeah, it's funny. Well, it's funny because nobody told me that was just as dangerous job as being infantry, because with every Humvee, there's a 63rd Bravo.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting over on it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, every vehicle. You guys, when I was over in Korea, I was up stationed near the DMZ, Camp Pelham, RC4. But we supported Warrior Base, so we had to do rotations on the DMZ. And every vehicle we had in our unit, our company, which was a 5.5 AAA air attack artillery, we had a mechanic assigned to it. So we had mechanics in our unit. I had mechanics in my squad. So those guys were basically grunts, you know, that knew how to work on vehicles. But I learned a lot from them. That's how I got a lot of my C3 mechanic knowledge base from the beginning, working with them, busting tracks. Because whenever we had to take our vehicles into the shop, we had to stay with it. So, hell, while I was there, I took notes and took lessons from them.
Yeah, I mean, I was under the impression I was going to be stuck on the military base doing oil jobs, and that would have been it. You know, just be a regular drifty lube guy. They said, nope, you're probably going to be right there at the infantry. Oh, gee whiz, okay.
Don't feel bad. The medical doctors that were on the DMZ with us had to do the same thing. Their asses were out in the field, too. They had to go qualify, shoot weapons, and do road marches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss those road marches.
That's the
only thing I miss. I start from the back of the company, then halfway through the march, I'm all the way up front because they let you pass people if they're going slow in front of you. I end up having to talk with the commanders at the front. I couldn't run worth damn. Trust me, that was brutal, especially with my stress fractures. But I could walk all day long. Yeah. Loved it. But yeah, I was stationed there in Fort Jackson. So, co-ed base.
Where I went to basic at. That's where I entered the Army. Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Yep. Oh, hey, we got a commercial break we have to take right now. I'll catch you on the other side of it.
No reason to get excited.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the Rotating Sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee. And I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee. And after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Let's just jump in here. Oh, yeah. Burning beds. Yeah, I've been through that one. So has Aaron Alexis, the Florida Navy Yard shooter. Yeah, being microwaved in his bed. Directed Angie weapons. That man was harassed to hell. I can understand why he did those shootings. Most definitely. I can understand it. Would I have repeated his actions? Well, I much like the actions that I've taken by creating awareness of the targeting of people, how it happens remotely. You know, people don't understand. These shooters are happening. It's like taking a stick and hitting a bee's nest. A bee's nest is a very peaceful community within itself, its own ecosystem. But you whack it, it gets... somebody's going to die. And so there are these covert ways of creating these Manchurian candidates. You have, you know, all these people getting pissed off. It's being done on purpose. I actually predicted November on my show, on the Red Pill Hardcore, I predicted on my show the November before Biden was put into office. I said, if Biden gets elected, we are going to see a record of mass shooters popping up in our media, popping up in general. How can I make such a prediction with such certainty? You would think I would know something, right? Think I have some insider information? Huh. Anyways, we're going to get back to the phone lines here. Do we still have Chris?
I may still be here, I must tell you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the 63 Bravo, where's that school at when you went through it?
It was right there on base.
Oh, it's at Fort Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
At that time,
yeah. I was there for basic training. But,
I didn't go anywhere. I was, my entire military career, I was there at Fort Jackson. The short time that I was there for my medical discharge. Yeah.
Well,
luckily,
I
didn't go anywhere.
At least, one of the questions I was going to ask you, but you already answered it, was that, did you get a medical discharge? And at least you got that out of them. Of course, you had to sacrifice some of your health. You know, but that, you know. At least you got that.
Well, I got some money out of him afterwards. I'll tell you that.
Father-in-law, he was in the Air Force back during the Korean campaign. And
my father as well.
The Fiji Islands, Operation, what is that, Green? I forget the name of it. But they were doing the nuclear test in the Fijis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dad was Air Force as well. He was a jet plane engineer.
Right. Operation Greenhouse, I think is the name of that. But uh-huh. He did his time, got out. And years later, he had suffered, you know, from being exposed to the nuclear radiation there.
I was going to ask, yeah.
His disability. You didn't have to go through that. That's good. At least you got it before you got out. The other thing, and I'll get off, you're going to be filling this spot every Friday?
Well, I have some medical leave that I need to take here in the future, but I'm going to get comfortable in this Friday spot.
That's cool. Well, maybe you can get Roger Sales on and talk about the deep state in detail and his history. He's kind of like a walking library with that, with regard to that, and how to get yourself out from underneath the jurisdiction of the deep state and all the agencies.
Yes. Oh, I love to collab with the host on the network. We've got some of the best. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Chris, thank you. I've got some of the calls here, but I want to thank you for calling in. It was great talking to you, my friend. And definitely call in again.
Thanks. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Let's go with Lynn in Maryland, line 3.
Hi, V. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, my dear. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's the temperature?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. It's
87 degrees in my house right now, so I feel for you.
Okay.
I figure, you know, I'm practicing for hell or something. did you actually just bring up Aaron Alexis?
Yes, yes.
That's the most insane thing in the world. You know, there's not an electric fence around that place. It's got a 6-foot wrought iron fence and like a 1-foot brick footer. So any cop car could have backed right up to the fence and stood on their trunk and just hoisted themselves over the fence and gone in. You know, and Marion Carey is the one that got me about 2 weeks later when on live local TV, I watched a cop walk right up to her car and shoot her in the head. It was horrible. You might look that one up, though you probably wouldn't find the truth now. But I was calling with a public service announcement for veterans. A couple weeks ago, they passed what they called the PACT Act. If you're not familiar with it, it actually covered anybody, and it is the most liberal piece of legislation on the planet. Try getting disability from the government. It isn't easy. I'm the widow of 100% service-connected disabled veteran, and I was his family caregiver. Don't worry, it was before 9/11. I didn't get any of those benefits. But the PACT Act is for anybody who's been near burn pits in the Middle East, and it's almost a no-questions-asked 100% service-connected disability package. And it also has a clause in the legislation for Agent Orange victims. So for anybody who's affected, you might want to look it up. But if you're going to apply, get a national service officer. That's the reason there's this long list. If you get a national service officer like DVA or, VFW, one of those, it goes a lot easier. That's what they do. They represent you at no charge, and they know all the ins and outs. Do not go with Concerned Veterans for America, though, because that's affiliated with the Council for National Policy, and I wouldn't recommend playing with those people. They're just a bunch of fascists with a Christian veneer that have taken over all the churches. Okay.
Okay.
There's my public service announcement. Thank you very much for letting me say
that's it. That's a lot of
information. And I hope you stay cool.
Well, thank you very much for that. I know a lot of people who were affected by Agent Orange, and I know at least a couple who definitely need this information, who are activists still talking about the Agent Orange.
Yeah, so and the burn pits thing.
I
actually didn't know how bad they were. They were the size of like a football field.
Yeah.
And, I mean, anything that was anything just got thrown in there and doused with jet fuel and set on fire. So if anybody was in the Middle East around those things, it's pretty much no questions asked, you know, and it's $3,700, you know, tax-free every month for the rest of your life plus medical care. I called the secretary of the VA and said, you better stop shutting down VA hospitals. You're going to have a lot of patients. And you better get rid of Purell because the people with toxic chemical injuries can't tolerate smelling nurses using Purell. Because I have toxic encephalopathy because I was poisoned with toxic chemicals.
Oh, wow.
But I went near a burn pit, and don't worry, you can't fight City Hall. You know, I didn't have anybody to advocate for me, and I just, you know, it was a slam dunk workers' comp case, and I just, you know, I hate people lying to me. And my mother was sick, and I just didn't have it in me to fight it. Even though the county attorney actually was even willing to give me permanent disability, and then my lawyer said, he never said that. And so I had a doctor who said, oh, my God, they paid off your attorney. And I said, you think so?
Yeah, you think so, right.
I've got somebody on my side, and, you know, might not be in this world, but it'll sure happen in the next.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
you can't,
with the whole
you can't
no questions asked.
You can't treat people and be dishonest like that.
They stand to have so much to lose because when you have a no questions asked policy, come get some money from the government, there's some cover-ups happening. That's obvious. But there's going to be, there's more than just the cover-ups. It's the people behind the cover-ups and the corporations that are involved with the cover-ups, and it spiderwebs out, which exposes pretty much the entire system. So they like to just tap these things off with a spigot and just give people money.
Well, they were not going to like this, except that whoever the powers that be are trying to break our bank, because you can't give 30, 40, 50,000 vets $4,000 a month tax-free and not totally break us. I mean, they're spending money like, you know, well, there's no bank, obviously. But you also have to realize just because they pass something doesn't mean that it's going to work. And so that's why you need a national service officer. They'll just have you, you know, going back and forth to court from now till doomsday.
Well, and
you know,
also,
look what they've done to all our vets from Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know, well, so also, that, and this does cover that too. But don't think Bo Biden, he didn't get his cancer from a burn pit. His cancer is glioblastoma, which is caused by wireless and Bluetooth.
Well, you want to bring in Biden. Biden underwent the MKUltra program that they give to every president that comes in the office, okay? The more modern techniques and science that these intelligence agencies have, it comes with radiation to the brain, obviously. Biden's breaking down from it.
Well, there's no place more beamed than that area. Capitol Hill and the White House used to be the highest place of trans, you know, like microwaves. You know, I mean, nobody can have that many devices to begin with. I think that's what's wrong with cops. I mean, you can't put that many devices on somebody's body and not expect it to affect them.
Well, it definitely adds a subliminal, a layer of subliminal influence.
Well, they treat people with something called TMS for depression. You know what it is? It's pulse microwaves to the brain, like in a CAT machine or something, you know, like an MRI, one of those.
Transcranial
stimulation. I said to the psychiatrist, I know, I said, why the hell don't they just make an app?
Transcranial stimulation. Yeah.
But then you don't understand. It's effective. I said, I didn't say it wasn't effective. I said, I'm sure it's effective. It changes one's perception. But don't worry, it doesn't last.
Perception, mood,
go back for more.
Personality.
You know, and Aaron Alexis was already targeted.
I read on the air a couple nights ago, the article just came out. They just re-interviewed the guy who shot at Reagan. He said he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't remember how he was feeling.
It's like Sirhan, and they won't let him out of jail. And they know he didn't shoot Robert Kennedy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like I used to be a member of CERT, you know, which is like a community thing through with FEMA. And I'm like, it's kind of like those two guys in Boston for that Boston bombing. And I thought, you know what? I would never volunteer to play a little game. You know, let's do a practice because you'll just end up being the sucker.
Exactly. You are so learned.
Well, and that guy in Boston, the poor kid, they knew exactly where he was when they locked down the whole town of Boston for that day. Because what? Why? Mm-hmm. You know, that's stupid. And the one street that they didn't go down the houses was that little, you know, three or four house long street. And he happened to be in that guy's boat. And it was actually a Senate hearing when the guy from Department of Homeland Security lied in his testimony. And I called the chair's office and says, no, he just lied. The reason they knew that guy was in the boat wasn't because of the helicopters that they'd gotten from DHS. No. The reason they knew he was in the boat was the homeowner had called the police. And and the poor guy surrendered. He was straddling the side of the boat, hands up. I was watching this thing live with a friend of mine on the phone who didn't have a TV. And they were saying, those aren't live bullets. And I said, oh, they're live bullets. They're putting holes in stuff. And then once he surrendered, they shot him in the neck. And then they laid him down flat on a gurney. It broke my heart. And I said, and now you watch all those people lying in the streets are going to cheer.
Well,
you know, it's a wonder he lived.
If he lived, he would have told his story.
He did
of
live.
Of being a target individual.
And he actually appealed his sentence to have, you know, because he wasn't very old. It's kind of like that stupid Dylan Roof. Now, that guy would be, you know, he probably, I'm sure he didn't do anything. What do you tell 12 people? Stand here while I change clips. Now, I'll give you credit. That guy probably knows how to shoot a gun. But he's not smart. Nobody would be driving a giant pickup truck with two gigantic Confederate flags flapping on each side on regular flagpoles in the town right there, next door, the next morning or, you know, early afternoon. I mean, you'd either leave town or hide your truck in the woods or a barn. So he doesn't have the IQ to be put to death.
Also, and when you're mind controlled, when you're being influenced, what is overtly
mind-controlled, and he's a racist to the point that he'd be proud that everybody thinks he did it.
But whenever you're being mind-controlled, these things aren't apparent. You're talking about a criminal mindset. When you have a criminal mindset, okay, it's what do I want to do? How do I do it? How do I get away with it? You know, when you just are influenced. And influenced at a moment's notice to do something, those plans aren't in the place.
Oh,
so
and that's easy to do. But
things
me share something that I know for a fact. If I had a recording of this, I would have called the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
The day after the shooting, there was a prayer call. Now, the Saturday before that shooting, there was one of those response concerts for Nikki Haley down there with all the, you know, evangelical Christians,
mm-hmm.
and this woman who'd been the organizer was actually on this prayer call, and the way she prayed, she admitted it, and she thanked God that he answered their prayer, but it was just too bad that people had to die that way. Now, actually, when you look at that Dylan Roof, his biceps weren't as big as my wrist. Granny could have knocked him over with her purse. I always hope to God if I'm in a situation like that, I can make eye contact with someone else who's got some sense. Like, come on, let's go. You know,
mm-hmm.
we may die, but 12 people don't have to. But what did he do? I mean, he had an advantage because they were all praying in a circle with their eyes closed. So we give him that advantage. But he changed clips twice. Now, he's probably fast at it, but still, it makes no sense.
Makes no sense. I agree with you.
Well, except that it served the purpose for the Christian right and Nikki Haley, who ended up in Trump's administration.
Mm.
And all the racial crap that went on after that and taking down the Confederate flag and passing a law the next Monday at the Capitol. You know? Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, see, I don't believe in that. Listen, if you want to fly a Confederate flag, be my guest. Because to me, if you're gonna be one of those people who claims your state instead of stating your claim, very well, be that individual. If you're one of these hardcore racists, I would love it if KKK members flew a flag too. I want to know who my enemy is.
Yeah,
if
I like my double.
If you're gonna identify yourself, go right ahead.
I want it to be obvious.
Yeah, I want it to be very obvious. I want to know who you are so I can be in somewhere else.
Usually we can tell. You
yeah.
know, usually we can tell. Picture, you know, tells a thousand words, but it's the innocent people that get shot. Like, look up Marion Carey's story. That woman's car was caught on a sidewalk. It had bottomed out, baby in the back seat. She wasn't going anywhere. She wasn't armed. They'd already chased her through town in D.C. It would have been funny if she hadn't gotten killed because it was like, car 54, where are you? But no, this cop, and she was turning to check on her baby, and clearly she saw the guy walking up to her car out of her left eye, and she turned back around, and the guy was standing like around the hood of her car, just straight pointed that weapon right at her head through the closed driver's side window and shot her in the head several times live on TV. That was the last day I watched television.
Ooh, wow. Yeah,
totally innocent. I mean, I don't know what she'd gone to the White House for, but whatever she turned around and left, all she did was bump into a pole. It was the first day of Obama's shutdown. And thank God everything was closed because they chased her through town shooting at the back of her car. And it was all live on local TV.
Wait, so is this the separate incident? I know there's the woman who claimed to be pregnant with Obama's child.
This is a woman who lived up in Connecticut. Her baby, I think, was, I don't know how old he was, but he was in a car seat on the passenger side. She'd driven down here and gone to the White House. She turned around. This is about 2 weeks after Aaron Alexis. Now, nobody ever said what she'd done or what she was suspected of. But remember, not too long before that was also the thing that happened in Africa, that shopping center. Remember? So I don't know. But
I know who you're talking about.
Police locked down her apartment building up there in Connecticut for about a week. And all the residents weren't allowed in.
That's the lady who claimed to have been hearing Obama's voices in her head. She had been having an affair with Obama and had his child. Yeah, they killed her. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I can tell you the after-action report a year later. They did one was in the Times and one was in the Washington Post. And with the picture of the crime scene of her car was not the way her car was situated when she was shot in the head. And Aaron Alexis, that is just craziness all the way around. And the best was the interview the local reporter did with a woman about noon, and when he asked her a question, because she'd supposedly been inside, she answered it like she was like the perfect actress. And even the guy said, his jaw dropped and said, wow, I've never heard anybody be able to give an account that perfectly. You know, and I'm like, well, when you're an actor, you get away with it, I guess. You know, and there was also the guy, the night guard who worked that night, and before he went home in the morning, he went up to where the video room was, and, you know, he'd watch a 30-minute sitcom and probably have something to eat before he left. So he was there the whole time the shooting was going on but didn't know anything. You know, Aaron Alexis was innocent, and he'd already tried to get help because he knew he was being targeted.
I was adjacent to Aaron Alexis.
Aaron Alexis was help me.
Aaron Alexis was trying to get a hold of a foundation.
C-SPAN.
Well, Aaron Alexis was affiliated with the same foundation I was that was trying to help target individuals. So I knew of him before he even did the stuff. Before he did what
he did. Well, and then that electronic surveillance charity thing, that guy was a lunatic psychopath that ran the program. If you weren't being targeted, you would be once you got involved with him.
Well, it wasn't necessarily his fault, but Lynn, we have to go to commercial break. I thank you for calling in. I hope you call again. You have great information to talk.
And I'm really glad you never became a recruiter. Thanks. Love you, bye.
Yes. Thank you. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to take top of the hour break and we'll be right back. We must take the medical back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.